Let's take a look at the top 75 holdings in the sample mutual fund. So let's read together. Below are the top 75 holdings as of December 31st, 2010 of the sample mutual fund that we discussed in the fourth online lecture. Sorry, the data for 2011 won't be available till around mid-February or so. It is a domestic growth and income stock mutual fund. And that now, after you've gone through the presentations, should make some sense to you. It should mean something. That means it not only invests in companies with the potential for capital gains, that's growth, that's the growth part, but also they invest in companies that pay dividends. That's the income part, growth and income. Most dividend-paying companies tend to be very large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. Not all, but most. Most of these companies you will recognize, some you will not. I mean, certainly, let's take a look at the top five. AT&T, Microsoft, Philip Morris, Siggy's, Oracle. That's a software company that makes databases. If you go online and do any kind of financial transactions, chances are it's going into an Oracle database. And the fifth one is Merck. That's a drug company. Shell Oil, ConocoPhillips, a couple of oil companies. Google, Intel makes the chips. Hewlett-Packard, what do they make most of their money off of? Right, ink and toner. And Schlumberger, I've heard it said, and I've heard Schlumberger too. They make drilling equipment. They make oil drilling. They don't drill for oil. They make drilling equipment. So most of these companies you've heard of, maybe a couple you haven't, and you could look them up easy. You'd find plenty of information on them. Since it is a domestic growth and income stock fund, a few are foreign. They're allowed to invest up to 15% outside the United States. But most of the companies are based in the United States. Although most of the companies are domestic, many are global in nature. Some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside the United States. At this time of this write, of when they took the snapshot, there were another 65 stocks in the mutual fund at this time for a total of 170. According to Benjamin Graham, the author of The Intelligent Investor and Warren Buffett's teacher, pretty good credentials, these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Sure, go ahead, take a little bit of money, buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may become the next Genentech. You may even strike it rich. It never worked out that way for me. But make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. Yeah? So comments, criticisms, suggestions, please send them my way. In the face-to-face class, we go through this together. And so I hope you are all doing well, my dear students. Bye.